ever just felt out of it, cast aside, no one concerned about you? So out of it that you feel like you have no one to turn to? See, I think today we have a character in Bartimaeus that could be said of. Now, it's interesting because in the time of his life, names were very, very important. You know, today we name our children for lots of reasons. And few of us, although in this church it's the multitude, really go to Jesus to say, "What are you saying?" Because a name is a prophecy. Why did Christ change Saul to Paul? Why did Christ change so many? Because there was a new prophecy, there was a new prophetic about it. Well, Bartimaeus, left alone means haste, alarm, dismayed, disturbed. How would you like to be known by the name of Mr. Disturbed? No wonder he was sitting on the side of the road. If we look at it another way, Bar in the Greek just means the son of. So he was a son of Timaeus. Oh, and then maybe we get a better name. So what is Timaeus? Lamenting, mourning. So you're the son of someone mourning. Man, how would you like to have that, Monica? Bartimaeus was stumbling from birth, and he was blind. And to add insult to injury, he was a beggar, living on the generosity, if you could call it at that time, of others. I think we can all agree that in his day, he would have been considered a handicapped individual. He had strike one by his naming, strike two by blind from birth. This guy didn't have a lot going for him. We don't know how old he was. There's so much about him we don't know. But then I think only a couple of chapters back, when the rich young ruler came to God and God said, "Give everything away and follow me," and he went away sad, and we didn't know who he was either. See, there are times when in the gospel there's these little gems, these little jewels that we need to learn to, as if you're panning for gold and you're in the stream and you're panning around and you're looking for that little glitter, not a big 5-pound rock of gold, although all of us would like to find the 5-pound rock of gold. But you look for the little glitter. And you work day and night, and maybe at the end of a day or the end of a week or end of the month, you got an ounce. And that's pretty good. Sometimes we have to glean the Word of God, and it's pretty good. And I find as I studied this scripture, and I've read this scripture a lot, and poor guy, I always read, poor guy, doomed from birth. And yet there's some jewels here I want us to look at. See, because if we're really honest with each other, everyone in this room is handicapped also. We all have that Achilles heel, that point of, "Don't you touch me there." I have met in my lifetime some very wealthy people who are really some of the most lonely people I've ever met. I have met beautiful people, women and men. I know men aren't supposed to be beautiful, handsome, who see themselves to the point that they don't even want a mirror in their house. They cover their mirrors because they think themselves so wretched. We all have a handicap. We all fall short. I don't care what you got going. There's some problems. There's some difficulties that you're having to face. The real tragedy for today is that we tend to major on our disappointments, on our difficulties. But my God, if you have a difficulty and you look, you will find an asset that you've got that no one else has. You'll find something that you're contributing where no one else is contributing. And you say, what about Bartimaeus? I don't know about Bartimaeus up to the point that he enters the story. But there are three lessons that we need to get a hold of in our life when we're beginning to feel like the Bartimaeus. The first one is, I don't care how old Bartimaeus was up to this point. I don't care how successful a beggar he was. Now, I got news for you. Beggars are really pretty ingenious people. I deal with a lot of them in our community. And they really know how to manipulate the heartstrings of one's life. Our welfare system will not support a mother and three kids. Our welfare system is based on 20-year-old standards, of which they get like 80% of. There is no way in America's welfare system that you can raise someone without learning to manipulate the system. And that's a condemnation of our system. But at the point that Bartimaeus enters this story, he took personal initiative. When he called upon Jesus. But watch this. He didn't call upon Jesus. He called upon Jesus, the Son of David, which was saying, Messiah. Now, we don't know that Bartimaeus ever met Jesus. But we know at the point of this contact, he knew who Jesus was. Well, earlier scripture says Jesus' fame spread across the land. He had done such works, so miracles. But Bartimaeus took it, this is a miracle man, to Jesus, Son of David, Messiah. Because the scripture tells us in verse 47, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, Jesus, Son of David. So we know he had heard. James, the second chapter, verse 19, says, if you believe that there is God, good. But even the demons believe that and shudder. See, it's not enough that we believe that Jesus is real. That doesn't get us saved. Even the demons know he's real and shudder. No, we have to have a personal encounter with the living God. And on this day, Bartimaeus was not going to be denied. For his only hope of being set free from his blindness was passing within earshot of where he was. So what did he do? He found out what's going on. And while he had no sight, so he couldn't find Jesus, apparently he had a great voice. And he used his asset. And I can just see it now, a blind beggar on the side of the road, draped in his camel coat. I can see it now. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I can't see you, but I know you're around. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. My family's all messed up. I'm a beggar. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I know I'm not worthy to stand before you, but Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I know I haven't always done your will and followed the things of God. But Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. I know that I don't love everybody like I'm supposed to. I know that I don't always treat my neighbor as I should. But on this day, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Some of us today need to stop whatever we're doing and cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Because it's only by the grace of God that we're not a Bartimaeus. America is a more blessed nation than any nation short of Israel. A chosen nation. And it's because our founders began by saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And we have forgotten the principles and we've turned our back, and I'm getting way down that rabbit trail. I don't mean to. Bartimaeus did the only thing that he could do, and it's the only thing we can do. Yes, and it's the only thing our nation can do. Call out to Jesus. Romans 10:13 says, whoever. Actually, it says, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved. We have the promise if we but call on the name of the Lord. And only when we call upon Jesus in true faith and repentance do we receive the marvelous blessings of God's touch in our life. There's not a one of you in here that hasn't been touched by the living God. Sometimes he's touched us when we didn't ask him to. Kind of like to prod us along. And other times we feel like we're Bartimaeus sitting on the side of the road wondering where he went. But he never left the path. We did. Sadly, we don't receive all that God has for us. Because we have to take the responsibility and the initiative to call out to God. Isaiah 55:6 says, call upon him while he is near. And that's what Bartimaeus did. Now he's blind. He's sitting there in the dust. There's a crowd of people mourning or moving around him. And he hears the name of Jesus. And he calls out. He doesn't know where he is. He can't find Jesus on his own. But because he calls out, Jesus finds him. That's the neat thing about God. We don't have to do it on our own. And I, for one, continually try to do it on my own. I give something to God. And 5 seconds later, go, gotcha. I can take it from here. I'm sure y'all don't do that. Bartimaeus took personal initiative. We can't lie in our pity. Well, I hope God will do something. I've been sitting here for 40 years. He ain't moved yet. No. We got to seek him. Bartimaeus took personal initiative. Second, he persisted over the obstacles. Jesus passing by. Bartimaeus overcame the challenges that confronted him. Saints, if you want to get God's attention, we've got to overcome fear, anger, hurt, bitterness. Whatever your handicap is, we have to lay that down. We have to overcome it. We have to go to God without that coverage. We've got to learn to put on blinders when it comes to what people think. Many a Christian has lost God's best because he listened to the naysayers. It was more convenient to follow the pack. The first obstacle that Bartimaeus had to overcome was his blindness. The passersby were going, shh, shh, be quiet, be quiet. You don't count. Don't let your voice, you're creating problems. I'm sure many of the disciples were saying to him, hush, man, who are you? And all the more he cried out in our prayers. We need to cry out this morning in praise time. God was just showing me we need to cry out. We need to cry out for God in our lives. We need to cry out for more of Him that we might understand His generosity, His greatness, and His will for our life. Bartimaeus overcame his blindness by crying out. And when the crowd said, shh, he cried all the more. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.